U.S. Central Intelligence Agency says Haiti, an island nation between the Atlantic Ocean and the Caribbean Sea, has had political struggles for most of its history. One is occurring right now. Since February 7th, violent and deadly protests have been held in the Haitian capital of Port-au-Prince. Cars have been burned. Protesters have fought with police. The U.S. State Department says violent crime, like armed robbery, is common in Haiti, and that responses to emergency calls are either limited or they don't happen at all. Demonstrators want President Jovenel Moïse to resign. They blame him for the soaring costs of goods and corruption within the government. On Saturday night, the nation's prime minister asked for calm and acknowledged there is corruption in Haiti, but that the government would fight and uncover it. And President Moïse says he will not leave Haiti, quote, in the hands of armed gangs and drug traffickers. Haiti is the poorest country in the Western Hemisphere. More than half the population lives below the national poverty line. And there are questions about some arrests that were made in the past few days. Haiti's government says 7 of the 8 people taken into custody aren't from Haiti. Moving southeast across the Caribbean from Haiti, we come to the South American nation of Venezuela. With an economy that's falling apart, it's a country in need of supplies like food and medicine. It's a country that's been sent supplies from the U.S. and several other nations. But the question is, will Venezuela's government actually let those items through the borders it's closed? President Nicolas Maduro says the aid isn't needed and that it's part of an attempt planned by the U.S. to knock him out of power. U.S. Senator Marco Rubio, who visited the border between Venezuela and Colombia yesterday, said it'd be a crime against humanity if President Maduro doesn't allow the supplies in. The group that opposes him plans to bring in the shipments on February 23rd, so the world will be watching what happens this weekend when truckloads of supplies approach the Venezuelan border.